Jim Yellowhawk and his father, Gerald Yellowhawk, are artists in the traditional Indigenous way with some notable variations. Their art combines the historical with the modern, often with humor and irony. Their art is now on display at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. This weekend at the gallery opening, the Yellowhawk family was on hand to play music and to perform traditional dance. At the gallery opening, Jim Yellowhawk greets visitors with flute music. It's a peaceful beginning to a show that's about to get loud. Jim and his nephew, Stephen Yellowhawk, perform two dances. Jim's father, Gerald Yellowhawk, introduces the second one, a prairie chicken dance.
Any of you ever been out on the prairie early morning in the summertime during the courting season? You see the prairie chickens, they go through this ritual. Early in the morning, they'll fluff out their feathers and drag their wings.
Jim and Stephen Yellowhawk dance with great energy and some very loud vocals.
It was a film when Oscar Hall came in, and I watched this film, and it showed how he mixes paints and stuff with tempera. So I did that.
In the gallery, surrounded by two generations of art, Jim Yellowhawk explains what has influenced him as an artist. He says when he was growing up on the Cheyenne River Reservation, he watched his father Gerald create art, but he developed his own style. Jim borrowed tempera paints from Bible school supplies kept by his father, a now retired minister.
I tried it out with mixed with egg, way the Oscar would have did it. So I tried it out and it seemed to work pretty good. So kind of something I just learned on my own.
Kind of stink though, don't they?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Jim walks around the gallery pointing out some of his favorite pieces. One of them has an image of Sitting Bull with a twister game in the background. Another shows Lakota faces in the colors of the four directions with barcodes behind them. One of the pieces won Best of Show in the Fine Arts Division in September's Northern Plains Tribal Arts in Sioux Falls.
I call it the great race of the two-legged and the four-legged around Hisapa or the Black Hills.
Yellowhawk refers to ancient Lakota legend when all the animals raced to establish dominance and left a red path around the Black Hills that still exists today. Yellowhawk's image is round, created with modern materials, including a propeller in the center holding a black and white bird.
The winner was the magpie, and that's why you'll notice the magpie moves.
This combination of modern themes with traditional images and vice versa permeates the exhibit and culminates with an ironic but functional centerpiece, an Indian motorcycle bearing a license plate that reads Sioux. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.